Katie Cook of the Carroll High girls basketball team joining us here on the coaches show this morning. Katie, it's been a pretty early basketball season for you guys. You just started practice a couple days ago. How have the girls looked so far?
Oh, so far, so good. Everyone's competing. Everyone's eager. That's a good thing. We've got a lot of young girls, so we're doing a lot of teaching.
You talked about a young team this year for you guys. You do return your leading scorer, Caitlin Aiden, from last year. Olivia Roeder probably expected to take a big step forward in a minutes as well. Who are some of the other girls you're going to lean on going into this basketball season?
Well, we have two seniors in Molly Feld and Bailey Schulte. Like you said, we've got Caitlin and Olivia returning. And then we have a handful of, actually more than a handful, we've got several young players with a lot of talent.
How are the numbers looking for you guys this season? Are they lower than expected or higher than expected?
Oh, they're lower than we want, but we kind of knew that coming in. We have five freshmen. Yeah, I believe, yep, five freshmen. So we're not able to have a full freshman team, but we'll be able to pull off a varsity and JV team, and those freshmen will get to get thrown into that high school mix early, which we're hoping pays off in the long run. We have 17 total. Five juniors, so we have a pretty solid junior class there, and four sophomores.
Last season's schedule for you guys, a couple games under 500, but the girls win a playoff game, get to the second round of the playoffs. Are you kind of expecting a little bit of the same, or is there going to be more teaching the younger girls this year and kind of taking a step back and kind of focusing on the basics of the basketball game?
Well, we're doing a lot of teaching here to start, just to make sure we've got, like you said, our basics covered. And I was talking to Coach Beeson the other day, and I told him we're going to use a compass this year, not a map. So we're going to kind of take it one week at a time, and see where we get from there.
You mentioned having a lot of girls that probably don't have varsity experience. Is chemistry issue kind of an issue to start the season so far, or how do you kind of get that going for the girls to be able to play as a team together?
Oh, we have a solid seven returning varsity players. We've got a couple younger girls, too, that we've got a good core group, I guess is what I'm saying, Casey. So I don't think chemistry is an issue at all. The girls are working hard. They're working well together. They're just trying to learn the concepts of a new offense, to be honest. We've got more post players this year than we've had in the past. So we're going to try to incorporate that more into our offense than we have last year. We lost seven seniors, so there's a lot of teaching going on, and most of those seven seniors, only one of them was a post player. So we lost a lot of guards. So we'll look a lot different this year, which is why we're using a compass, not a map.
Do you think that a new post style of offense will help you guys a little bit with size down low and being able to rotate girls in and out of a game?
Absolutely. I think it'll be to our benefit. We've got to play to our strengths. We've got to find a way to put more points on the board. So let's get it closer to the hoop. Let's get it inside to the post players.
And looking at the defensive side of the ball, do you think that helps too? It's going to help kind of prevent teams from driving on you if you have, potentially three post players out there on the floor at a time to kind of grab rebounds and just kind of clog up the lanes?
Absolutely. I think we'll be a lot longer. I think it'll help also with rebounding, obviously. As long as we can stay out of foul trouble and those longer girls can learn to move their feet, I think we'll look pretty tough defensively.
Taking a look at the schedule for this year, how do you feel the non-conference, at least beginning of the season, kind of set you guys up for conference play?
I'm really liking our early schedule here. We start off with Webster City on the 21st of November. Home game, and I think in the past they've thrown man at us, they've thrown zone at us, so it's good to kind of see a little bit of everything. You get to practice all those different offenses, and then going into Thanksgiving break, it gives us a little time to add anything, change anything before we play Kemper on November 28th.
The Raccoon River Conference historically been pretty tough in girls basketball. How do you feel your girls kind of compared to other teams in the conference, and who do you kind of see as that conference favorite this year?
Oh, it's tough to say. It's so early, and teams have lost so many. North Polk is always tough. Ballard is always tough. I think Carlisle has a really good point guard, fantastic point guard. It just, and not knowing what they have coming up in their freshman class, girls basketball, high school girls basketball, you probably see more freshmen thrown into the mix than a lot of other sports. And it's just hard to know just yet. But I'm really excited about our chances. We've kind of sat in the middle of the pack in our conference, and I have a good feeling that we'll be able to compete a little tougher this year.
You mentioned kind of the little unknowns on your team this year. Do you think that's a good thing going into the conference season, that teams won't be able to, you know, key on one player like Caitlin Aiden, but then you'll have these other girls that can, you know, score the basketball for you that teams might not be as worried about?
Sure. I anticipate having a pretty balanced scoring attack. It's always nice when you can get three or four girls in double digits. And that's kind of something we've had in the past. I think we had three or four girls last year average around 8 to 10 points. Defenses can't just key in on one person and shut us down. We're still trying to figure out our roles. We're still trying to figure out who can help Kate bring the ball up if we need them to.
Katie, those are the only questions I have for you, and I thank you for joining me.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks, Casey.